Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Mind Aware, 688.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. I'm so happy you're here. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and get paid to be you. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm your host, I'm Dana Wild, and you can find out more about me at danawild.com. Today we are going to talk about finding your best marketing method. We had somebody write in, it was a Dear Dana letter. In a good way. Dear Dana, how do I find the best marketing method for my business? I'm overwhelmed by the choices. Yeah, I feel you. It's crazy, right? How many choices there are. There are, seriously, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of options. And everybody in the peanut gallery is screaming that you have to do this or you have to do that. And so how do you pick the right one and just stand behind it? How do you figure out what's something you love to do? Because we have a philosophy here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox, and the philosophy is find the method that's fun for you, that you would do anyway, and that you would just can't wait to get out of bed in the morning and use that method. So let's talk about how we do that. So the first thing I want to mention, because you did say this in your email, is that you're feeling overwhelmed. And so when you're looking and you're making a decision about what marketing method you want to use, don't do it when you're feeling overwhelmed. And in fact, that goes for any decision you make about anything in your life, anything, personal, business, life related, whatever it is. If you're feeling overwhelmed or frustrated or depressed or down about anything in your life, that's not the point to make a decision. And sometimes we feel like it, like, that's it. I'm just going to do this thing when I'm in this fit of anger, and I'm going to make this choice and do this thing. And you're just, I suggest that you don't do it because you're not using your best brain. So you're not really accessing your best ideas when you're in that state of mind. So when you're in that state of mind of feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, your work or your job is to just getting to the point where you're feeling a little better. Get to feeling at least hopeful and above before you start making decisions. So the best thing is just start a little mantra that sounds like, I'm getting more clear and I'm relaxing around this and I know the answer will come to me and I'm gaining more and more clarity around what I want to do and I like that I don't have to make a decision right now and I can relax and take some time with this and I'm hopeful that this is going to work for me and I'm going to find my way and I'm feeling better just knowing I don't have to make a decision now and I like the idea of using my best brain and feeling better. So just start that little story, those little mantras that make you feel better to begin with. So once you start feeling better and you start really exploring and wanting to make a decision, I highly recommend you go take the quiz, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com. Now, this is a little quiz I created, and frankly, I've never even gotten it out of beta, so I don't know why I keep driving people there. You know, if anything proves to you that I'm just fine with putting stuff out there kind of half done and not worrying about my reputation, then this quiz will do it, because it'll give you the answers you need, but it's not pretty. It's not formatted very nice. You're going to get the email and it's going to be just a bunch of paragraphs. But I keep figuring if I keep telling people that it's out there and they keep taking the quiz and I keep talking about it and getting excited about it, that I will one day make it pretty. But in the meantime, if it's not pretty, it's at least useful, very, very informative. So when you take this quiz, what it's going to do is it's going to narrow you into one kind of character type that gives you your best superpower, what you're best at. So, for example, some of us, we love to write. Not me, but some people love it. Like, they can't wait to sit down and start writing and writing, and they get clarity from writing. Some people love to speak. They're more audio, and they love to talk. Some people like to connect one-on-one and really dig deep. Or some people like to interview and learn. Some people are artistic. You know, everybody has different skills, whether it be analytics and numbers or writing or speaking, all of these different things. So it's a very, very useful test in that when you take it, it will help you narrow down what you're good at. So that will kind of give you a basis of what to keep your eyes open for, because you'll have this marketing superpower in your back pocket, so you'll be able to kind of keep your eyes open for things that light you up. So that leads me to my next point. And my next point is follow your feelings, meaning look for those things that light you up. So just pay attention and see how you feel when you hear certain ideas. So you hear an idea and somebody says, oh man, you should do Facebook ads. You're going to love it. And you might go, that sounds interesting. And then you start getting into it and you go, ooh, this is not for me, or this is work, or oh, I hate this, or it's hard. Or, you know, if you start getting those feelings like I can tell that this is something that I'm just going to have to force myself to do, that's not going to be an easy path for you. More than likely, your marketing method is something you're already doing every day. You're already doing it, and you already love doing it, but you don't realize that it's your marketing method. And so we don't give ourselves any credit, and we don't do any brain training around it. So I'll give you a really weird story that will help. We had somebody come into the Celebrity Formula, and she was saying that, I want to find a marketing method, but I don't like to do anything. I don't like to be online. I don't like social media. I don't want to do live streaming. I hate live streaming. I don't want to speak. I don't like going to networking meetings. You know, and she was listing all these things that she wanted to do. And it was just a humongous list. And I said, well, what do you like to do? Like when you're finding, and she was a direct seller. I said, what do you like to do? Like, how are you finding people for your team? And she would say, well, I like going to restaurants and drinking iced tea and just talking to the waitress and talking to people that are around me and signing people up. And I'm like, well, do more of that. Go drink 4 glasses of tea a day. You know, imagine if we quit guilting ourselves into doing all the stuff we hate to do. And instead, we just did the one thing we love to do. So let's say you have the gift of connection. And you can have a Zoom face-to-face connection call one-on-one with influencers in your market. And rather than doing one of those a week, what if you were doing 10 of those a week and you'd have time to do 10 a week because you wouldn't be doing all the other crap that we think we need to do in order to build a business? Oh, well, I have to have a social media presence. I have to do all this stuff. No, you don't. Do the things you love to do. Follow your feelings. Follow what feels good, what you're good at. Don't get out of your comfort zone. Do a bunch of stuff you hate. Force yourself to build a business around fear and hate. Instead, get into your comfort zone. Get into your comfort zone. Figure out what you're really good at, what you really love to do, and nail it. Become known for that thing. More and more mantras, more and more mantras. Oh, I'm getting clarity. This is good. I am already doing this. And now I'm going to start saying I'm already doing it and I'm making money from it. It's so funny, but it was right under my nose the whole time. More brain training, and then be true to yourself. Don't act out of FOMO. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I've got a million examples of things that I heard. Oh, you better start doing this, or you have to have that, or if you don't have this, or Oh my, you must. And I mean, if I can say how many times I have started and stopped Facebook ads just for that reason, like all of the growth we've had here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox has not been because of Facebook ads, because we all fall prey to it where we go, oh, I need to be doing that. And then you, you know, maybe you have a false start and then you go, oh, no, 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 that's not it. That's not a feel good. So be true to yourself. And when you really get the hang of this, then you start hearing stuff and you get whole blocks of things that come at you that you just go, no, that's not me. Nope. That's not for me. Nope. I'm not going to be a speaker. I'm not going to be a writer. I'm not going to be a podcaster. I'm not going to be a live streamer. Whatever that thing is, now you've got all that extra time that you don't have to learn all of that stuff. And then what? More mantras. More mantras. More brain training. Yeah, I'm getting it. I love it. I'm getting better at this. I love how this is working. My best methods are coming to me. I know my marketing superpower. I'm getting really good at this. I'm gaining more and more clarity. It's so fun. I love that I know my thing. I love that I can give myself permission to do more of that. Oh, it's so good to be a brain trainer. Wash, rinse, repeat. That's how we do it here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox. Feel good. Feel good first. Follow your feel goods. Take action from that feel good place. Think the bigger thoughts. Say those good feelings. Say those good feeling thoughts over and over. Oh yeah, we love it.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the marketing superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.